If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Received a call this week. Actually ran into a listener whose mother-in-law was about to get violated by another plumbing company. And he told me the story. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They wanted to charge a listener $12,000. I've got the brother-in-law on right now. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good, buddy. I heard you had a baby, or your wife had a baby. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Little four-month-old keeping us up at night. No, she's actually pretty good.
All right. What's her name?
Freddie.
Freddie is your daughter's name?
Yes.
All right. Well,
Freddie
that's Freddie Rose. Love that name. So it's Freddie Rose's first appearance mentioned on a radio show ever here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Mark that there, David. There. Okay. Milestone in her life. Can you quickly explain what happened, almost happened to your mother-in-law and what the other plumbing company tried to do to your family member?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it started with, we got a text message about 9, 10 o'clock the night before. They were supposed to come demolish her basement, try to reline some of the pipes, and, you know, wanted to charge her $12,000 for it. So we ran over there in the morning and had to actually tell them to stop, coming over. And we wanted to get a second quote. And we've heard about you guys before on the radio and stuff. And, anytime you hear $12,000, you want another opinion on that one. So we gave you guys a call, and we actually had Jeff come out and was able to get in there the same day, less than 12 hours after we called him, which I thought was really impressive. And, he was able to take a camera, show us kind of what was going on, and it just blew my mind what they wanted to do. We showed him the quote, and, you know, he kind of walked us through everything that they were trying to charge her for. And it was literally, they wanted to tear up her whole basement, put new piping in for, you know, it just didn't need to be done.
Isn't it true that they were supposed to originally be scheduled 48 hours after, but ran over the next day when they thought they had you on the hook and got you on the boat and about ready to gut you?
That's how it seemed to me. I probably called 3 or 4 times from 10 p.m. till 7 a.m. the next morning and spoke with them. And everyone told me the job was coming on Thursday morning. So I finally got a hold of somebody, and they said that people were already dispatched and actually were actually talking to her already. So this is, you know, before 8 o'clock in the morning. We're trying to get the kids ready and run over there to see what's going on before they start anything.
And what did they tell your mother-in-law would happen if this work wasn't done quickly?
Well, they said it would keep happening. She'd keep having issues flooding up through the basement. And, it just really seemed like they were pressing. And when I spoke with one of the people at the other company about it, he's like, well, I talked to her for about 10 minutes and explained her options, and then we decided to go this way. I was like, this whole problem, you're telling me you're trying to charge her $12,000 and you spent 10 minutes with her. That just really rubbed me the wrong way.
How old is your mother-in-law?
She's in her 70s.
Okay. And how much plumbing experience does your mother-in-law have?
I would say next to none. I mean, unfortunately, she's used this company before for some other jobs. So, she thought it was a good company, but really just what happened kind of, shocked all of us, I guess I would say.
And makes you scratch your head and question about all the other work that they did for your mother-in-law, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they showed us the other company came in there. They charged my mother-in-law for the camera and rotting out the secondary pipe and looking out. And then we had CenterGuard come in, and they actually took the time to show me what the pipes look like, go through everything. And you could still see there were plenty of roots in there. There was still a lot of stuff. It was still some blockage. It wasn't cleaned out at all.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to the other company about it, they said their job was just to restore some flow. It's not to actually clean it out, even though they already charged her to clean it out and charged her more than CenterGuard did.
All right. So, Mike, we've got a situation here explained by David to his mother-in-law's in her 70s with extensively zero plumbing experience, probably more than I have, okay, which is nothing. And you have a quote on the table of $12,000 to completely do what? What was the $12,000 for, Mike?
Well, they were going to excavate, reline her sewer, tearing up the basement part of it. Actually, I was not aware of, so that even more so. I just hate to see this happen. Before we started advertising on this show, an outside sewer and excavation was not a spot that we really went after.
Mm-hmm.
We're very good at it, but we never advertised for it.
Okay.
And what I've seen since we've been advertising here and with the listeners that are calling us the last few months, you know, to a year, is that I think this is the biggest part of the plumbing segment where customers are being taken advantage of.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And I mean big time.
All right, what did you – so we have a $12,000 offer on the table, a bid on the table from a plumbing company that David's mother-in-law, who has zero, less than zero plumbing experience except waking up and going to the bathroom every day. Okay, that's the extent of her plumbing experience, and mine too, and probably 95% of the listeners out there.
And that's where they get you.
She's got a $12,000 bid offer, okay, on the table. You guys came in, and what did they want to do, and what did you do, and at what price?
Well, from what I understand, they were going to excavate now the basement. They were actually going to reline the entire sewer. So upon us going there and seeing, you know, that they, first of all, they hadn't even cleared the roots,
right,
which they were supposed to do originally, and that's what she was charged for.
Mm-hmm.
So just by simply cammering it, showing it to the customer, showing where the problems are, all we had to do was clear the roots that the other company had not cleared, and the sewer is fine.
Any excavation?
No excavation whatsoever.
Any destruction to the bathroom?
Nothing.
Any destruction to the basement?
Nope.
And your cost, as opposed to the $12,000 cost, you came in at what?
$700.
And you were in and out of the house in how long?
Couple hours.
Couple hours. Did you make any mess other than, I should just leave it at that. Did you make any mess?
No. I mean, we clean up whatever we leave there.
If you did an excavation and broke up the entire basement, would there be a little more mess than that?
Absolutely.
And the basement would be out of service for about how long?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it sounds like it's going to be a 3 to 4 day project with cement and everything like that. But the biggest part to this whole thing is none of this had to be done.
Right.
And why would a company try to take advantage of a person for that kind of money?
Because they can.
No, it's just.
And they took a 50% down payment with a check the day they were out there before they did any work.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I agree with David. By them moving up the scheduling, that shows you, you know, the reason. You know, you guys had called the night before to try to get some information, and they sent that crew out there the next morning, first thing, intentionally, try to get started so that you would have to pay that money.
Dave, what you learned during this whole process, and what did your mother-in-law learn?
You know, I think you got to go with people you can trust. You know, honesty is not really a big thing with some of these people, so it's nice to have a company that you can trust. Mike, we really appreciate it. You know, Jeff that came out there, he was super thorough. You really have to just be careful out there, and you know, especially for older people. You just don't know who to trust.
Yeah, I appreciate the business, and I appreciate the opportunity, and obviously you calling today and speaking about my company, so thank you very much.
Yeah, and hang on for your Mr.
Absolutely.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We'll send you two. Because I'm sure Freddie would like one as well. You got to keep Freddie clean.
Absolutely.
Walking on those schmatty-filled floors over there. Okay, so David, thank you for calling in. So his company, that is the company that his mother-in-law used, is similar to Wells Fargo used Liz. You use the same company over and over and over again. You think they're going to take advantage. You think they're going to take care of you, and they take advantage of you because they got you lulled into a false sense of security.
It should be the opposite. It should be the opposite. Right. I mean, the people that you have used us for years or a decade or more, we're giving those people discounts because
they're
our customer.
Yeah. So, phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.